This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Washtenaw United. I'm David Fair, and through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, we set aside time each week to explore issues of equity and opportunity. Today, we're going to look at ongoing efforts to address and alleviate hunger and poverty in the Chelsea and Dexter areas. The Chelsea-based organization Faith in Action serves that mission, and the level of need has only been exacerbated by COVID-19. Our guest today is Sherry Montoy, and Sherry serves as Executive Director of Faith in Action, and thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Prior to COVID-19, how significant an issue was poverty and hunger in the Chelsea and Dexter areas?
Prior to COVID, we were serving families regularly throughout the year. We had a few hundred families on our roster that we knew needed additional help. And then once COVID hit, things changed a little bit.
I would imagine. How have those numbers grown?
Honestly, the numbers have held steady so far, but what we're seeing is that some of the families that are coming to us now are new, but they're coming sort of slowly because there have been some benefits in place from the state and the federal level. But we are having a lot of people starting to explore the resources, get their foot in the door, and we know that there's a sort of what we've been calling a tidal wave of service and need that will be coming in the near future, we now expect.
Based on whom you are serving, is there an age group that is more dramatically impacted? Is it the young families with children? Is it the elderly, or is it a combination of all?
For us, we serve households, so it can be all. We're definitely waiting to see what happens with schools because that's going to have a huge impact on the children that are in the households we serve. And so I would say it's pretty much across the board, all ages, all households. And I guess from here we're waiting to see because we have had some impact on people who are not able to leave the house, not comfortable leaving the house. And so we've set up delivery services for some of our households so that we can still get them the food and the resources they need.
You have spoken specifically of the uncertainty still to come, and I will get back to that in a moment. But just to kind of set a baseline, what array of services are available to those in need as provided by Faith in Action?
It is quite a variety of things. So generally speaking, we have emergency food pantry. That's our first line of defense in helping people readjust their financial situations. We have a free clothing room and household goods as part of that room. We have a resource person who can help people navigate the benefits processes that are basically all online now. So we have a benefits navigator who assists with that, signing up for Medicaid and Medicare and Bridge Card. And then we have some amount of resume support as people are trying to get back into the workforce. We advocate for people when it comes to things like housing or utilities that are threatening to be evicted or shut off. We have a free medical equipment closet with walkers and bedside commodes, shower chairs, things like that are really sort of elemental to health when you're struggling with a medical situation. We have access we can get to Kiwanis furniture if someone's trying to outfit a house. We can assist with preschool scholarships or sometimes daycare, and we think that's going to be something that, that rises in need coming up. Back-to-school sponsorship program. We do a Christmas family sponsorship, like a lot of organizations, as well as Thanksgiving. We have historically done a Christmas Day meal through some churches and volunteers. That might be something that we're not sure about what that's going to look like this year.
How can you tell the future in this kind of situation?
Yeah, exactly. And then we have just general counseling and social workers that are on hand and on staff who help people navigate a lot of anything in between, that all the things I've mentioned.
Our Washtenaw United conversation with Sherry Montoy of Faith in Action continues on 89.1 WEMU. How many people does Faith in Action have on staff right now?
We have a staff of 5.
And then I assume you have quite a few volunteers.
We have, nearly 100 volunteers, generally speaking. Right now we have pared that back for a lot of, health concern reasons. A good number of our volunteers do fall into a higher risk category with COVID if they were to contract it. So we've definitely talked with people and made it be optional and based on where they are with things, their ability to help us out.
Has that impacted your ability to provide services that people rely on and become accustomed to?
It has, in the sense that our free clothing room is managed mostly by the volunteers. Mm-hmm. And that's impacted in a lot of ways because we can't take donations from people just out of an abundance of caution. And then even when we do take donations, we've been able to increase a little bit our ability to take them, but we need volunteers to sort through that stuff. And so we don't have as many people in the building, so we're not able to really do that to the level we normally would.
And as you have touched on a number of times through the course of our conversation to this point, we are now about to enter another phase of the pandemic, and that is without congressional action to extend the moratorium on evictions, without an extension of unemployment benefits, and a school year that's about to start in which working and unemployed parents may not be able to find and afford daycare. How, as an organization, are you preparing for a situation that could become far more difficult for far more people?
It's a great question. It's exactly what we've been talking about for a few months because we knew this was likely coming. We're, you know, what we're expecting to see here this with the end of the moratoriums. We, as an organization, our board and our looking at our budget, we just want to be ready. We want to be ready to help. We've been around for 40 years, and we are really glad to say that we're pretty sure we'll be in a position to help even above and beyond what we normally do. We've shifted things around. We're ready to help and make sure that our households and more households that come to us are able to stay housed, maintain their utilities, and keep their families safe. And then we'll kind of take it from there and keep readjusting as we need to.
Once again, this is Washtenaw United on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Sherry Montoy. She serves as executive director of the Chelsea-based organization Faith in Action. And Sherry, both before and through the pandemic to this point, what have you found to be the biggest barriers to overcoming poverty and hunger in your service area?
Well, for Washtenaw County, we know the housing costs are pretty expensive, and that's no different in the western part of the county. We also have a lower availability of varied housing options, and so we've been working on increasing those through our partnerships with Avalon Housing in Chelsea and in Dexter over the last couple of years. So we've seen some positive impacts. And then, so in general, we're just, that's a huge issue for housing to be maintained so that you can really address other underlying issues as you navigate life. So we've been helping with that as a primary goal, and then we help with our health navigator to get health care and benefits for people. Those are some of the really big issues that we work on.
I would imagine that through the course of your work, you have opportunity to forge relationships that go well beyond being just part of a community service organization. Do you get attached to some of those you work with and provide services to?
Oh, absolutely. We tend to have people who started out with Faith in Action as clients and then ultimately became a volunteer or maybe became a donor once they were on solid footing. That's happened many times. We have people who are clients and volunteers. It's hard once you start to really learn about the organization and the people not to have that connection. Absolutely.
And when you take stock of those relationships and those interactions and how it helps sustain the organization moving forward, I would imagine that that is one of the more heartwarming components of the job.
Definitely. It's an organization about people and meeting people where they are. And it's incredibly heartwarming. It's an incredibly heartwarming organization because of our nimble way of dealing with issues and dealing with people. We meet people right where they are and go from there, like I said. And it continues to be amazing, the things we can do.
There's no avoiding the fact that also in this kind of work, there are stories of heartbreak. On the most difficult of days, what keeps you moving forward?
Yeah, even during COVID, we've had some things that have come up. The hardest moment of COVID for me so far at Faith in Action was the day we had to lock our doors, because that meant we have some homeless clients we serve, and they couldn't use our shower. They couldn't use our laundry room. And we thought, where are they going to go? And we really had no answers for them. So absolutely, those days come. And we have social workers who really help to navigate it, but at the end of the day, we just look at each other and remind ourselves that we've done the best we could, and we'll meet everybody again at the door tomorrow and see what we can do.
Over the next 12 months, with all of the uncertainty we face, and we've touched on some of it, but are you going to have to expand your reach, expand your partnerships, and expand the people who contribute to you so that you can be of service to all who may need it?
Absolutely. I think the next 12 months are going to take a lot of creative thinking and partnerships. We already have reached out to the other service organizations in Western Washtenaw, for starters, with Stockbridge and Grass Lake and Manchester, because they are, you know, they're three on the edge of the county. They're partly in Washtenaw County, partly out of Washtenaw County. So we want to make sure we're partnering with them, that they know we have resources that they may not have, and so we want to extend those as makes sense and make sure we don't have any people falling through the gaps. Same with the, you know, all parts of Washtenaw County. And then just looking at the funding, we definitely have to get creative and see what resources we haven't tapped into yet and keep the message out there.
Well, I would like to thank you for the time and the perspective today, and I would like to thank you for the work you and your organization are doing.
Thank you so much.
That is Sherry Montoy. She serves as executive director of the Chelsea-based Faith in Action. And I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.